And he saith unto them, But whom say ye that I am? And Simeon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simeon Bar-Ona, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Good morning, everyone. This is Brother Wilmer again this morning, 484-919-8850. In the mornings before this week, I had been talking about the godly priorities, something our family has over the years found that it seems if we stay on this track, we can function and we can continue on. We've also found that once we no longer keep things in the right priorities, it just seems that things don't come out right. On Monday morning, we talked about loving the Lord with all of our heart, with all of our mind, and with all of our soul. On Tuesday morning, we talked on the family, and yesterday morning on work. The priority that I'd like to talk about this morning is the church. These verses that I just read off here, it says that, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I see two points here. The one is, who do we say that Christ is? The other thing that I see here is that Peter's flesh and blood did not reveal this, but our Heavenly Father revealed this to Peter. And I find this interesting. It does appear that upon these two will the church be built. The Bible in its entirety speaks about church 79 times. Jesus, while here on earth, only spoke about the church twice, only two times. After he went back to his Father, and when he spoke to John there in Revelations, he talked about the church seven times. But at that point, he was speaking about seven different churches, and I find it interesting. He only mentions church, the word church, seven times, and he's talking about seven churches. We understand that the church is the bride of Christ. It's that bride. And someday, Jesus will come back and bring his bride home. I do find it interesting that Jesus did not go about talking about the church a lot. Not while he was here on earth, and not after he went back to heaven and talked to John. There in Revelations, he didn't talk about the church a lot there either. And I've wondered about that. I've wondered if Jesus was going about, and I do believe that Jesus went about being the church so much that he hardly talked about it. You know, if we watch Jesus' life, church was so much an every minute part of his life. He went about in a humble way. He went about in his Father's will. Everything he did was in the will of the Father. And everything he did in a very humble way. He humbled himself. He found himself here on this earth, restricted to flesh and blood and to time, just like you and I have found ourselves here on earth. You know, for everyone here on this earth, we found ourselves here, and we really had no say to it. And we are seriously restricted here on earth. We are restricted to flesh and blood and to time. And Jesus found himself here on earth restricted with those two things as well. But there's one thing that there are several things here about Jesus that we can take note. Even though he was restricted, he made use of the gifts that he had. He humbled himself. He went about doing good. And we don't have to look into Jesus' life long till we see that healing and doing good and speaking life and light into lives was what Jesus did while he was here. He truly loved the Lord with all of his heart, mind, and soul. And he loved those around him, his neighbor as himself. Now, with all that, one thing that I do see here is that Jesus was, there was something that that Jesus had in, oh, how can I say this? Jesus was all about healing. Well, I say all about. Healing was something that Jesus made quite clear that that is what he's about when he was here. And we've been speaking about that this week. So when we come to believe on God and receive what Jesus Christ has done, he will give us a new heart. And our mind is being renewed day by day, and our soul is being restored, meaning healed, as we continue on here in life. And Jesus made it clear that he is here, as one of the things that he is here for is to see people healed. He went about doing good, and he went about speaking life and light into the lives of those around him, and his interest was to see people healed and believing in him. Some may wonder why why we have it down first to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength, and then family, and then work, and then church. Well, I do believe, and this is something very dear to me, I do believe that church is so much of our every minute experience, our every waking minute experience in life. You know, we don't have to be up long in the morning till we meet someone, some family member. Some of our family members, maybe all of them. you know, and then going to work and working with the same people every week around the same people, I believe speaking into the lives of those around us, like Jesus did, speaking life and light into the lives around us, and our interest in seeing souls saved and healed around us should be such a great part of our life that church is an ongoing, every day, every awakening minute experience. You know, we live in a time when there are many people that claim the name of Christ. They claim to be saved. And we also realize that not everyone is at the same place in their lives. But I find it sad to see when people claim the name of Christ, they claim the salvation of Christ, however their lives show something different. And I do believe that like I said on Monday morning, I do believe that So many times we fail because we do not understand. We do not understand that the soul needs to be restored. Yes, we can be born again, and yes, we can claim His salvation. But it's very important for us, I believe, that we understand that the soul needs to be restored. When in today, many of us think of church as a building and maybe a group of people. I believe that the bride of Christ, the church, will be made up of individuals who believe in God and who claim the justification that Jesus offered and were willing to walk in that restoration of their soul the rest of their lives. You know, Jesus went about doing good, and in Isaiah 61, some reading here that I'd like to read. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our Lord, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, and the garment of praise for spirit of heaviness, that they might be called the tree of righteousness, the plantings of the Lord, that He, meaning the Lord, might be glorified. Some beautiful verses there. I believe those words are for each and every one of us to be healed, and also to have that desire in seeing that happening to us all around us. I guess my encouragement here this morning would be to encourage each one of us as we go forth today, that we would be connected to our Heavenly Father, and also that this would be, that we could be channeled in the hands of God today, that we could speak life and light into the lives around us, and that we would have a deep desire in our hearts to see those around us receive healing and restoration for their souls. May God be with you today as you go forth in His name.